The Holy Ghost is speaking. The Holy Ghost cannot speak again through you to shut up the other person that is talking. So they won't even hear what he's saying. There is time to preach and there is time to prophesy. I am preaching now. Suddenly you hear a man say, Thus said the Lord, my people. But I'm preaching now. Why are you shutting my mouth? Am I preaching forever? So you hold your peace. As you know, say, I don't finish. Wow. Then you can say, and Thus said the Lord. Enter again and continue. Turn by turn. He's not an author of confusion. Praise the Lord. And remember, verse 37. If any man think himself to be a prophet or spiritual, let him acknowledge that the things that are right unto you are the commandments of the Lord. But if any man be ignorant, let him be ignorant. Wherefore, brethren, covet it. Covet to prophesy. And forbid not to speak with tongues. Enter, message believers. But the emphasis is, let all things be done decently and in order. Praise the Lord. To judge the gift. To judge a gift also, that is why we have the gift of discernment. In verse 10 of 1 Corinthians chapter 12, one of the gifts there is discerning of spirits. There are two out of these 12 gifts, nine gifts in 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Two of them, every leader of group, pastors, especially pastors, the overseers of every ministry, you must covet. Apostle Paul said, covet to prophesy. But I'm telling you, while the other members are coveting to prophesy, we, the leadership, leaders of groups, leaders of churches, where these gifts operate, there are two gifts that we must covet. Number one is the word of wisdom. The opposite of wisdom is foolishness. Sometimes some foolish actions leaders take break churches, scatter fellowship. Praise God. This wisdom, we must. Lack of wisdom can break a marriage from counseling. From counseling, you break a marriage, break a relationship. Wisdom. Wisdom. For instance, it is wisdom that in this ministry, I will never accept any revelation that anybody brings and says somebody is a witch or a wizard. I will, in fact, if you tell me that, especially say it openly. As you are saying it openly, I will reply you openly. The reason is, if you say somebody is a witch, the Lord show you, vision told you, prophecy tell you, somebody is a witch, how will others relate to that person? Or somebody come and call, carry microphone, the Lord was showing me that there are so many witches in Bride Assembly. I will say, now you be their head. It is always an attempt to break the bond of love. So everybody come to church, you are afraid. You don't want to testify. If you testify, one witch will attack you. But does that mean witches don't come to church? Witches, plenty for churches. But we must know how to manage revelations. Praise God. I use that as an example. Wisdom. Very important. Wisdom. Very, very important. Number two is the gift of discerning of spirits. Because it's a spiritual setting. All manner of spirits will be manifesting and disguising as the Holy Ghost. People will be disguising as gifted brothers and sisters. People will be bringing, thus said the Lord, thus said the Lord, the Lord said, the Lord said, the Lord said. How will you be able to know whether this is of God or not? It's by the gift of the discernment of spirits. If you don't have it, go and pray. And how do I discern? To discern something is to understand something. To understand the spirit. That is the discernment. And it can come by a gift you have. That you can know by a gift you have. But there are other indices also. There are other things you can use to know whether this gift is of God or not. Every minister, every leader in the church must pray to have the gift of discernment. There are people, for instance, that one is not vision. Amen. People who say they are gifted, and that I am a prophet or I'm a prophetess, and all the revelations they give is always instruction. I don't need a vision to know that. I only need wisdom to deal with that spirit. How will I know? What will I know? How will I know that you it's the Spirit of God that is telling you this? Number one, have you told me anything before like that that has come to pass? Not only me, all of you who receive instruction. Have you told me any good thing that has come to pass? Or even the bad one, have you seen any bad one that came to pass? If you haven't, then what authority, what will make me accept that? That is where you see the judgment. In the mouth of two or three, a matter is established. So when you come and it is an instruction you are given, thus said the Lord, and it's instruction. Let the church, all the whole church, fast for 7 days. Pastor, this is what I had. Thank you. I must wait for confirmation. If another person doesn't come to tell me the same revelation, I will not act on it. Unless by the grace of God in my life, I also hear from God. And God tells me that, yes, that is of God. For when you are speaking, there will be a witness. Then, praise God. Then we will act. If there is no confirmation, I taught this so many years ago in this church, that there must be confirmation. Then a sister came to me. Pastor, this instruction the Lord said I should give, this sister also came to confirm it. The sister also came to confirm it. You know, it was so interesting, so funny. Because you had me teaching there must be confirmation. Then you went to bring somebody to confirm your instruction. So I told the sister, I said, remaining three is two or three. I said, remaining the third one. I think at that point she knew I understood what she was doing. She couldn't go and bring the third person to confirm. Who told you to go and look for confirmation for me? Give your own and go away. Let me know as I go take confirm. Don't go and arrange. Pray, oh, did you see this? Victor, pray. Did you see this? I said, come, we go meet pastor. We see him. Give your own and go. Discerning of spirits, there are some of us that you are prophesying We know when the prophecy is over and you are still talking. The angel don't go, the anointing don't go. The anointing don't go. The voice speaking through you has stopped too. But because you still feel fire in your body, it means he's still here, so I must talk. They are the ones that will wait. The thing of what you go talk. I'm Victor! You remember what did Victor do at one time? Why am I calling Victor too much today like this? Even a sister, the anointing don't go, but the fire is still on her. Fire. The fact that you feel fire doesn't mean you should talk. Okay, I will talk. Okay, I will talk. Okay, I will talk. Talk what? Okay, I will talk. I will talk. One came, I was prophesying 2 weeks ago in my office. Pastor Francis and Pastor Sue, you were there. See, it's not the one talking. I am the one talking. I am God talking through her. Listen to her. I brought her here for a purpose. I brought her. Amen. Listen to her. She is my chosen vessel. Listen to her. Amen. Hallelujah. Do you know before you rise to the position of consultant psychiatric doctor. Consultant, before you reach that level in that profession, that you become a consultant in psychiatric. A psychiatrist. Consultant psychiatrist. You don't deal with all manner of mad people. He knows the one is just starting. I know the one that has gone full blow. So it is with this man here. I am a consultant dealer with gifted people. Consultant. She began. I say, hey, we don't. Now, when this church is there, like 3 years old, now we don't deal with this kind of spirit. We don't pass this one since. Amen. Listen, church. I am not trying to discourage anybody. I want to wake you out of these carnalities. And let's have something perfect in this ministry. The gifts are either here or they are not. We want something original. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Must know how to judge these spiritual gifts. I told you the other time, I have told our prayer group leaders, especially the pastors, when prayer meeting is going on, that there are some people that are actually possessed. There are some people that are agents of Satan that smuggle into prayer groups, because prayer groups are the engines of the church. Intercessory groups are the engine of the church. Maybe you take off you go to the mountain as a group for prayer, they smuggle there. The devil knows how effective prayer is, more than what Christians know. A young girl I connected deliverance some time ago told me, he said, when any of their members goes to any church and the power of God arrests that member and delivers that member from them, they will not see the member again. So they will trace to the pastor, the ministry that delivered that that their member. Whosoever can bring down that ministry receives a crown in their kingdom. He said, don't be the first place when they go. He said, there are two areas they go to attack the pastor, smite the shepherd, what will happen? The second place is the intercessors. This lady told me that I should never downplay intercession. Never for any reason dissolve intercessory group. He said, never. I said, that is the source of the power of every ministry. So they go there. I said, before you know what, they will smuggle and go and become member of intercessors. And when they get there, their own is to quench the fire. The next thing they start is make sure there is no love among them. By dirty gossip, carry this head, knock this one, carry this one, knock this one. And remember, they're on assignment, they are always very spiritual. Then they pray more than anybody else they pray, because they are on assignment, so they must properly position themselves. I'm not trying to tell you suspect any intercessor. I'm only trying to tell you so that you don't allow them come in. He said, once that is done, they begin to fight themselves. Then before you know what, they will bring in immorality. He said, once they succeed in bringing immorality in that group, he said, the assignment is over. He said, there will be no more fire there. But now, how do we get the pastor? This was what she told me. She said, the first thing they will do, he said, they will come and sing special number. With beautiful voice, beautiful. The pastor will say, what? In this church? Such a beautiful, wonderful. And then they will sing, you know, they are coming with a spell. There's a special dress. Then the pastor will say, see me after service. Why are you not joining the choir? I don't like joining the choir because in my former church they were always attacking me because of this gift. Be coming close to me. Let me see who will attack you. Anytime you come, let me see you. It's here. And before you know what, she gets very close to the pastor. Remember, they have the power in their eye. Remember, they are on assignment. Amen. Once they are able to hit him, she told me, if they can just get that pastor to sleep with them, he said they have collected his grace. It will not be your portion in the name of Jesus. Therefore, we need this discernment spirit. Praise the Lord. How did they kill the fire again? I was trying to bring out. Another way they do it.
Once they come in your midst, prayer is going on. Fire, 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 fire. Before you know what you hear, hey, don't say the Lord, don't say the Lord, hey, that hey is a shut up, make I talk. Hey, hey, if you not do, you will scatter everywhere, they hit everybody. Then the leader say, oh, in Jesus' name, the Lord is talking. The Lord is talking. Then you hear her. Don't keep quiet, ma. Pastor, the Lord. I, the Lord, I'm here. My children, be happy. Cool down, relax. I am here. Until the whole fire, watch very well, no single message. I love you all. I am here. I'm here. Continue unity. I am here. I'm here. I'm pleased with you. Now I make you stop that prayer power with a prayer. Then the leader is starting all over. In Jesus' name. Brethren, stand up. In Jesus' name. Amen. In Jesus' name. You are starting all over. All over. Amen. The spirit of the prophet is subject to the prophet. Why must he prophesy only when we are already high in the spirit and then everybody is excited in the spirit? Why must it be that time? Any manifestation is between you and God. Until the leader says, stops it. In Jesus, then we pray. Then you can give your message. And that message must not be long. How can you be for long? 10 minutes. You're still on. 5 minutes. 10 minutes. You're still on. Talk. God will talk like that through you, a mortal human being. You don't go bust. You know what it is? For the hand of God to come upon you for 1 minute. You are even anxious to pull out of it. You are anxious to pull out of it. Then you are sitting down. Then you are talking. And then to let you know that you are the one talking. Let us say in Jesus' name. Jesus is talking in Jesus' name. That carnality shall not manifest among us in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. The gift of prophecy is different from the gift of the word of knowledge. There are some of us, while you were praying in the house, you receive a revelation, you saw a vision, you heard a voice. Then you will hold it till you come to church. Then when you come to church, then worship is going on, prayer is going on, then you sleep. Thus said the Lord, my people. And at the time you see for house, now they talk. That is not prophecy. That is word of knowledge. Prophecy, even you that you are giving you. See, those who actually operate the gift of prophecy, listen very well. I know they are immeasurable, but for you to know, amen, when you are given that prophecy, you don't even know you are, because you are translated to another realm. You are translated to another realm. It's when you recover that somebody will tell you that you prophesied. You only remember when it started, but how it ended and what went on, you may not remember. Why does God do it? So that you yourself, you will know you are not the one that spoke. It's the Spirit of God that spoke through you.
And how can such prophecy be long? It's not possible. Some people prophesy their mind and say it is not said a lot. Don't prophesy your mind. If you receive anything in your spirit, write it down. Send it to the altar. In your house, you saw something for a brother, for a sister. If you identify the brother, you know the brother, go and meet the brother and tell the brother, tell the sister. While I was praying today, it was your face I saw. Give the person the revelation. If you don't know the person, maybe it's a name you had. Since you cannot come and know who bears that, you send it to the altar and we will call the person. Who is bearing Alagbaja? Come. Which sister is called Jezebel? Come out. There's a message for you. Simple. And from the way you are coming, we shall know you are the one. By the shoe, the high heel you wear. When we see from your forehead, you cover something like load where you cover on top. You pack them as they come church. We know who you are. From your nails as you are coming, we will say, no need for confirmation, you are the one. Praise the Lord. How can a Christian woman wear short skirt to come to church? And especially if the person is new, it's okay. But if it's an old member that's dressing like that, I am telling you, it's an agent on a long-term assignment. Any sister that you see and they wear short cloth, after they wear the short something, he wear high heel again on top. Which group you belong? Rehoboth. Amen. I'm telling you that is the truth. Because even morally, you know you belong to a church that will not accept that. You know it. You know. Then why are you wearing it and coming? It's because of your origin. You are here on an assignment. We know when we see you, we don't bother to talk to you. It's because, why do we need to talk to you again? We have already known who you are. We'll only be watching you. Because we know you are not part of us. Okay. My brother is watching me from Australia. I spoke with you a day or two ago. You told me 2 years, some years back, you came back to Nigeria after staying for so long. Azubike, I think that is your name. He said, you came here. And when you came here, you worshipped a number of times before you went back to Australia. Your wife was painting and things. The first thing you observed as you reached the gate, they told her to remove her earring. To remove what? And remove what? And the things. And they were looking, sounding embarrassed. What kind of church? Why are they embarrassed? Because these days, people want members. And now you are seeing a church that is censoring people coming in. That's very odd. And they went, he said, when he went, he asked for the link, how he can join us online. He got it. He said, after some time, he was convinced. One thing led to the other, because one thing about the knowledge of truth is that, you know, you begin to ask questions. In the church there, he was asking questions and they became hostile. Eventually, he had to leave the church. He said, he saw that, but his wife was still into these jewelries, all these attachments, and all this paint. He said, he didn't challenge her. He said, he left her, he was praying. Lord, if this thing I have found is the truth, then you yourself minister to my wife. I said, shortly after, the wife came to him and said, come, that she had visitation.
An angel of the Lord came to her in her dream and was telling her to drop these things. And it happened a number of times. And maybe she tried to argue with him, what is wrong with it? Others are wearing it. He said, no, others can wear it, but you will not wear these things. And she came one day and said, now she's convinced. She packed all her jewelry, all her trousers, all those worldly dresses. She took it and took it to, what do you call it, say charity. Gave them out to charity. And decided, now they were worried for their water baptism. Last year, she flew 24 hours flight. Australia is very far. Came here and corrected her water baptism. And went back to Australia. And they remained online. And God has been dealing with them. Now, why I bring that is, why are you wearing all this one? And the Holy Ghost never ever ministered to you to stop. Something is wrong somewhere. Or something is right somewhere. What is the wrong thing? The wrong thing is that you are being stubborn. What is the right thing? The right thing there is that by their fruits, we are knowing the serpent seeds. You are not of this fold. And your appearance and your character will define who you are. That in a ministry like this, you still find husband and wife, men beat their wives. Beat, I say beat. Do you understand? I say beat. Not like this, so. Stop this. Stop this now, Yasikira. No. Hit. I nearly slap you. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Anyway, I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about how to operate your gifts. We shall continue next week. Thank you.